パパ幸せマリシャ
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
动乱已发展成为一场反革命暴乱。新华社报道。 After dinner, which was very gay, Rene and Gordy went for a walk. They walk and walk, and finally they walk right out of the city. This is the pastoral part of the story. They are walking in the plastic fields, and they are young and happy. Everywhere they look, it is beautiful. They get down on their knees, and they thank God for their blessing. Picture this scene. Out with the girl that you love, and there is something in the air, something that you can't control. It keeps seizing possession of you. I said, you're with me, beautiful, remember? I said, you are with me, beautiful, do you remember? We are walking in the country. We are blessing God for our goodies. This countryside is interchangeable and scientifically designed for real comfort. Familiar scenes drift past slowly. Long dead images reawaken. Rene remembers sweet, impossible dreams, dreams of love. Love plucked from the ashes of the past. And then the telephone rings. She picks up the telephone, it is Gordy. They sit opposite each other in the field, and they have a conversation. When they are finished with their conversation, they hang up the telephone, they give a blessing and move on. She says, go ahead and try. And the telephone rings again. She said, go ahead and try. Baby, make me fall in love with you. Taking the country air in the electric garden, Gordy starts to tell Rene something that has been on his mind for a long time. He says, you know, you have to hide your feelings. She says, please don't panic. I'm out of my tree and nothing seems to matter anymore. He said, please do not die. I did what I had to do. I did the ordinary thing. She said, what are you talking about? He said, I hired a private investigator to keep tabs on you. He says, you cannot be serious. He says, try to understand, baby, I love you with my whole heart. She says, I cannot believe it. She says, I cannot believe it. And Gordy hangs his head. He unplugs a flower and he says, I suppose you never want to see me again. Not that I blame you. Don't hate me. I only did it because I love you and we are married. And after all, and have kids, and please, don't turn me off. Rene, she starts laughing. He says, what's so funny? He gets worried. He says, stop that laughing, speak to me. And then he pins the flower, which he has unplugged, on her blouse. It does not match your eyes. She says, Gordy, please, don't put me down. He says, baby, please don't turn me off. So we have the young couple picking flowers in the electrical garden, looking upon the large projection screens which are the walls of the world, contemplating contemplating the big projector in the sky, giving blessings and looking in each other's eyes, feeling strange and dreamy like confusion come true. From now on, anything you say, I hold your hand, but I keep my eyes in a separate bag. And then the images start to come. They are fragmentary. That is, we do not get the whole picture. When I move, there is talking in the walls, and the words don't make any sense. Invest in show business. This is a continuing drama of soaring rhapsody. We can't control the sweet impossible dreams. I said, you are with me, beautiful. Remember, I'm crazy about you. Turn around, young lady, and without warning, you grab her. I said, you grab her. She says, wait a minute, please. Remember, you have got blue-black hair brushed straight back. You have a silk cravat at your neck, and you got no chin. She says, wait a minute. He says, I will let my mind drift back in time and unplug all of the flowers. She says, what a subtle way of telling me you're a multi-millionaire. Don't forget to bow before the image. He says, stop grumbling, baby. You are part of it now. It's just like old times. It'll go on forever or until somebody else stops. Then we'll stop laughing and go home. Forget your troubles and have fun. Maybe it'll put you in a good mood and you will fall in love with me. He said, I did the ordinary thing. I am a private investigator. And then he asked, why exactly did you give up show business? They are walking down the mirrored halls of life. Why, he said, I am laying it on you straight. Why did you give up show business? Please don't unplug the flowers. Stroll on. Don't hate me. She says, I do not believe it. Then whispers, Gordy, please don't put me down. Now, Gordy is that nice kid, Gordy. A little on the wild side, but a nice kid. Lots of talent. Lots of talent. He was probably not born yesterday. And he has class. You know what I mean. It's that certain something about you that could make you a big movie star. How about it? She said, where are you going now? And he says, back to my place, honey. What a subtle way of telling me you are a multimillionaire. A young boy in love who keeps his eyes in another bag. Please don't turn the landscape off.
We'll be right back. Jews, they'll wear no more. Vagrants wander to where, what for? Like those who moan have yet to live. Some just take, some just give. Like the weather that won't go away. If you got the choice, then why stay? Like the mindless creatures who work each day, while learned men think, hypocrites pray. Like politicians with schedules to keep, bums spend their days wondering where they'll sleep. Like all the great masters, locked away in bins, makes me wonder why I condone these sins.
What the fuck? 丫头。
瞧你们这爷儿俩。
妈，我有事再说。
手里与我们帝国是大大的哦，如果这落到白山手里与我们帝国是大大的，如果这份密电码落到白 海山游击队手里，与我们帝国是大大的不利。
American football. American football.
Education.
Art galleries and museums. Art galleries and museums.
American football.
Education. Education.
American football.
Education.
Art galleries and museums. Art galleries and museums.
American football.
Education.
Art galleries and museums.Art galleries and museums.
Education.
Frank, I got a hunch, and if it proves right, I hope you got a strong stomach. Come on.
Thank you. predicted what happens next as Gordy and Renee
take a cab back through the corridors of their life.
They are fading off into the distance in all directions. A nameless fear,
heavily shackled and unresisting.
It is intermission, suddenly, and all the lights go on.
They both stand paralyzed with shame, and the only thing that they can think of is to run in their panic. It adds further to their humiliation.
Let us get down to the crux of the story. Do not let your heart refuse to admit it.
You still remember the thrill you felt from the last kiss.
This is the end of romance and the beginning of love.
We understand that Gordy and Renee were both too young when they got married.
They had
just gotten home from work.
Somehow I found a taxi and mumbled the name of
the hospital to the driver.
Please don't turn me off.